1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Good morning. Happy Friday. Hopefully your day is off to a great start and your weekend is starting off with some positivity. Today, maybe one of the longest days of my radio career ever. I've got like an 18-hour day, guys. It is going to be a marathon. So I want to give you the heads up that after the show today, I'm going to the NSRA, the Street Rods Nationals North Show. I'll be there from 11 to 1. You can come hang out. I've got some stuff that I'm going to be giving away. And then right after that, the Prime House Direct meat truck is going to be over there at Menards off West Main. So I'm going to be there from 2 to 4 p.m. Again, you can come out and get signed up. Again, you can get signed up for both of them. Just come on out, hang out. They've got a whole bunch of deals over there. They're going to be posted up today. So I'll be out there from 2 to 4. And then right after that, I'm packing it up. I'm actually doing something a little different, something I've never done, completely out of my wheelhouse. But I'm going to be doing color commentary for a high school football game today. And if you listen to our sister station, WBCK 95.3, you may hear a familiar voice doing commentary for some high school football tonight. Maybe a couple of familiar voices, in fact. So yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I've never done color commentary for football, but I definitely think it's going to be very interesting, and I might just have to be in character for it. Who knows? 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. We were talking the other day about how Kroger purchased the strip mall where Big Lots, Chuck E. Cheese, Joann Fabrics used to be. There's another vacant store out there as well. But we talked about how Kroger purchased that. And so I was actually kind of excited because I was like, man, I've been talking for, I mean, years now that I've been over here. Because, again, I grew up on the east side of the state. We have Kroger all over the place. But there hasn't been one here in Portage or Kalamazoo in years. And they announced that they purchased the building. So I'm like, okay, bet they're definitely going to set up. Well, it turns out they're going to knock down the entire strip mall. And we've got info on this on the 1077 RKR app. The peculiar thing about this is that apparently Chili's was a part of that deal. Now, currently Chili's is open, but apparently it's coming down. Apparently, from what we know, Chili's is going to be demolished to make way for a Kroger gas station right there on Westridge. So, again, the 1077 RKR app, we take a look at this. We don't know yet if Chili's is closing permanently or if they're going to relocate. But this is kind of interesting. So I'm waiting to hear. I'm keeping an eye on their Facebook page, but we'll have to see. The 1077 RKR app will keep you up to date on this. And hopefully Chili's isn't gone for good, man, because I'm those sliders, man. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's vinyl in 45 on the rocker. A record which is a must-have for collectors new and old is Blood, Sweat, and Tears' self-titled album. The 1970 Album of the Year is known for the great covers of Steve Winwood's Smiling Faces, Billie Holiday's God Bless the Child, and the popular hit Spinning Wheel, written by singer David Clayton Thomas. Although considered a rock band with horns, much like Chicago, the album topped the pop album Billboard chart at number one. Do yourself a solid and snag it today. This has been Vinyl in 45 on the rocker.
What goes up must come down. Spinning wheel got to go round.
1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Unfortunate news to share from Otsego. Liquid Note is going to be closing in less than 2 weeks. If you open up the 1077 RKR app, we have a statement from the owners of Liquid Note. You know, these guys, a couple of years ago, really expanded their stage area. They expanded, they turned like the old dentist office into a green room for artists. And they really did put a big investment into expanding and allowing more people to be able to attend these shows. Unfortunately, the expansion did not pay off for them, according to what they're saying. But they do give a kind of a heartfelt goodbye. Again, they're not closed yet, but you find out when they are closing before the end of the month on the 1077 RKR app. I got to see Dr. Duke Tomato over there, and man, that was one of the best shows that I've seen since I moved out here. It was a lot of fun. Liquid Note, super great venue. Unfortunate that the investment that they made on this expansion was not able to come back to them. Sounds like it was like a little bit too much for him. So best of luck for them going forward. Again, the 107.7 RKR app, you can see what they had to say when they plan on closing. Hopefully we'll still be able to enjoy some shows out there for the arts festival that's going to be happening next weekend. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. And we are joined in the studio with our good buddy Craig from the NSRA. Good morning, brother. How are you today?
Glad to be here.
Beautiful, man. I'm getting hyped up for the NSRA Street Rods Nationals North Show. Once again, returning to Kalamazoo. This is like a kind of a yearly event that we get to partake in, which I love it every single year. So many amazing cars come through. And it's such a fun time here. Give us a little heads up on your background and what your involvement with is in the NSRA.
Yeah, sure. This is our 45th year with the Street Rod Nationals North here in Kalamazoo. Show originally started in Detroit. I think it was there maybe 2 or 3 years, and then it moved to Kalamazoo and has been here ever since. So, yeah, it's I'm the marketing director for NSRA, so I get to go around, talk to radio stations and that kind of stuff. So
that's awesome. And this is a giant touring show as well, correct?
Yeah, this is actually our last show of the year. We started out in Bakersfield, California, and we end up here in Kalamazoo. We're in Burlington, Vermont last weekend, so getting ready to wrap up the year, and then we'll head to SEMA very first of November.
Now tell us what we're in store for this year at the Street Rods Nationals North Show.
Well, it's a little different this year. I mean, in the past it's always been a three-day show, a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and this year it's going to be a Friday, Saturday. Gate hours are 8 to 5 each day, and we should have around 1,000, 1,200 hot rods, street rods, muscle cars, classic cars there. Automotive swap meet, arts and crafts show, kids games, kids coloring contest. Then around 4 o'clock on Saturday, all the award cars will be circled up in an area, and then we'll start our award ceremony at 5 o'clock. And it's where all the cars that are winning awards will drive through and everything. So that's always pretty cool.
There are a lot of people who bring their own cars. If there are people with historical vehicles or if they're vintage vehicles, they can get their vehicles registered, correct?
Oh, yeah. You can start registration if you haven't registered your car yet over at the track house.
Okay.
Which is a pretty cool place. Ziegler Motorsports area, and you can register from 9 o'clock to 6 o'clock on Friday, and then 9 to noon on Saturday. And so, yeah, you can still do that over there.
What are some of your favorite parts about this show? Like, obviously, you work with the NSRA, and you get to see this show come to fruition in all these different cities. What's your favorite part about doing this show?
Yeah, well, the show's, I've been doing this for like 30 some years now. Mm-hmm. And so it's, I like seeing new stuff, something done differently than what a lot of people, you know, maybe it's the way they paint the car, the colors that they use on certain cars, that kind of stuff. I see something different, you know.
Where do you find that people have like the most unique? Because I've seen other cars too that are like people have like built themselves. There's some really unique cars out there.
Yeah, some of the art cars. I mean, we call them art cars.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some crazy stuff out there that people do, you know. Or they'll take a rat rod. I mean, it's, the car looks like it's just been pulled out of a field or something.
Yeah.
But when you really get down and start looking at it, it's all brand new chassis underneath it. It's a brand new motor, but you just can't tell that. But it's all brand new. And that's pretty cool when people do some of that kind of stuff.
So if people who have these cars and would like to get registered, where should they go to?
Go to the track house. Cool. Go to the track house or Ziegler Motorsports there, off Sprinkle Road. And like I said, from 9 to 6 today, 9 to noon on Saturday. Tickets for the event, if you want to be a spectator, if you want to come out and just look at cars, you get the tickets at the gate. 13 and older is $20. 6 to 12 is $6. And under 6 is free. We have a family pack for $45. You get 2 adults and 3 kids under 12 years old into the show.
And I know you have some entertainment there as well this weekend, right?
Yeah, we do. We have the Vineyard Chicks that are going to play at the grandstand on Saturday from 3:30 to 5, right before our awards ceremony. And then we also, on site, we have our spotlight builder, and it'll be Wise Hot Rods out of Fort Wayne, Indiana. It's going to have some of their latest builds on display there at the show.
Beautiful. And make sure to come out because I'm going to be out there from 11 to 1. I'm going to have some cool stuff for you guys to get signed up to win. And we're just going to be enjoying the views because I'm just looking forward to seeing some awesome cars come through here again. I always look forward to the Street Rods Nationals North show because you guys usually end up in Kalamazoo. That's usually where it ends up wrapping up. So we're saving the fun for the end. Come on out. The Street Rods Nationals North show from the NSRA is going down this weekend. The Kalamazoo County Expo Center. It's happening all over. Come through and come see me and hang out, win some stuff, and enjoy another fun weekend with the NSRA. And Craig, thanks so much for being here, man.
Thanks for having me.
107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. And it is time to get this party rolling. Unfortunately, our good friend Zoe Turner could not make it in this morning. She's got a big catering order that she's taking care of this morning. So things are slamming and jamming over there at BC Pizza off West Main in Kalamazoo. But I do want to give you guys a heads up. You make sure to hit up their buffet. It's 11 to 2 Monday through Friday. And then they also do it at nighttime on Wednesday and Thursday from 5 to 7. You get 30% off on Tuesdays from 4 to 8 on medium, large, extra large. And make sure you want to get over there, especially when they're cutting those deals out for you guys, okay? They've also been doing a feature pizza, and want to tell you about the one that they've got going on. This is one of their new pizzas. I was able to try it last Friday. I came in for the buffet, and I got it. I have to tell you, this is one of the best ones they put together. They're buffalo chicken. It's a Southwest sauce with mozzarella, buffalo chicken, and feta. Oh my gosh, really, really good pizza. If you have not been there, make sure to get on over there. Again, 11 to 2 is when they're going to be doing their buffet for lunch today. So get on there and say hi to Zoe. Tell her that you missed her on First Beer of the Weekend and for Workplace of the Week. And speaking of Workplace of the Week, we got to announce our new workplace winner. And it goes out to our good friend Jessica Harvey at Common Citizen Greenhouse in Marshall. Congratulations, Jessica. You have won the greenhouse, a pizza party with BC Pizza Kalamazoo. And if you want to win your workplace a pizza party, click the workplace button on the 107.7 RKR app, and we'll get you announced as possibly the next workplace of the week. But again, congrats, Jessica Harvey, Common Citizen Greenhouse. You are our new workplace of the week.
I would like to take this opportunity to express my fondness for a beer.
Good morning, my fellow Americans. It's Friday.
It's time to crack the first beer of the weekend with the Rocker Morning Show and Presidential Brewing Company.
On 107.7 RKR.
The Rocker.
Yeah, baby! Yeah. Back at it once again. It's the freaking weekend, and we are rejoined by our good buddy Jake from Presidential Brewing Company.
Oh, back, man, buddy. It's good to be here. Good to be back. I'd like to say that I missed you all last week, but I was golfing at a really amazing golf course. And
you were living lavish.
Letting it kick my teeth in. It was awesome.
Very fun. Well, we are back for first beer, and, teeth kicking in aside, we are going to get into my favorite beer that you guys make. I am so happy. Please tell everybody what you are just absolutely hossing up today.
Oh, man. Well, this is one of my favorites, too. So I'm glad that this makes the list for you. But I brought with me Thomas Hefferson. And this particular beer, we call it an American Hefeweizen. So it's meant to... It's based on the essence of a German Hefe, but it's not the same.
No.
We kind of have our own little twist on it, and it's not too far. It's like not outlandish, but it is not a true to form German Hefe. But I love this beer. This is so much fun for us. It's a great lighter drinker, right around 5%. We've got a few concerts left this year, and so we're trying to get this one out in front of people right now. This is a great beer to drink this weekend when it's 80 degrees outside and we got some sweet bands hitting the stage. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. Thomas Hefferson. Cheers, y'all.
I've been waiting for this boy. I've just been waiting.
Yeah, this one's a lot of fun. What I love about this is in this style of beer, Compared to some of the other ones, IPAs, you know, you get a lot of your flavor from the hops. And,
yeah,
and other beers, you get a lot of flavor from the malt. This one, most of the flavor that you're tasting is actually coming from the yeast.
Yeah.
So as they're out there doing their work, they're creating this particular yeast profile usually generates two different distinct flavors. And one of them kind of tastes a little bit like banana. The other one tastes like clove. Mm. And those two things kind of come together differently depending on how warm or how cool you ferment, or there's a lot of things that can influence that. But banana and clove, when you taste that, we're not stuffing bananas into the beer.
Right.
It would be bananas. Oh,
you
man.
You know, she doesn't show up for like 2 months, and then she's out here with the corny jokes. But hey, yeah, thanks for showing up. We appreciate you.
Yes.
Thank you, Mary.
It'd be pretty wild. But yeah, that flavor when you drink this beer,
dude,
that's all coming from the yeast. It's crazy that you can get these kinds of flavors just out of the fermentation process.
I remember asking you the first time I tried this. I was like, do you put banana in this? And then you told me about that. And I was like, this is an absolutely dangerous beer for me because I love the taste of banana. And this, dude, it's just, I wait all year for this release. So I'm very stoked this is back. What do you have going on this weekend at Presidential?
Oh, man. Well, first, you got to come out today and try this beer. If you get out today and try Thomas Hefferson, if you've never had it before, make sure you come out and try it. And when you do, your first pint is going to be 50% off. Since it's the featured beer this week for first beer of the weekend. So come out today, try Thomas Hefferson for 50% off your first draft pour. And then tonight on the Honor Credit Union stage, we're going to have the Megan Ray Band. She's a really incredible singer. It's a really great band. A lot of fun. Love watching them do their thing. And then tomorrow, oh my gosh, I can't wait for tomorrow. Tomorrow, we are going to have a Van Halen tribute show.
Yes.
And we had them out last year. I'm telling you, it might be the best show I've ever seen. And I don't know if I want to add qualifiers to that. It was that good. It was so stinking good. They're amazing. I can't believe it. And on top of all that, my band, POTUS in the Cabinet, we get to open for them because they don't have 3 hours worth of Van Halen. So,
gotcha.
So we get to play the first hour, and it's going to be a ton of fun. We're going to have a great time. I added a new song to my set list that I think people are going to really dig. So,
sweet.
Yeah, tomorrow is POTUS in the Cabinet with Van Halen. Tonight is the Megan Ray Band. It's good music the entire weekend. You got to make it out to Presidential this week.
Definitely. And let's help you get in there with a $20 gift certificate right now. 978-1077. Caller number 7. Let's hook it up for you. $20 gift certificate to Presidential. And you know what? We're going to give you a VIP table for this weekend's entertainment as we cheers this first beer of the weekend.
Cheers. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Who drank all my beer? What the trash?